Janet Helm is a dietitian working for Weber Shandwick, a public relations firm. She's based out of Chicago, works with a lot of their food clients, both commodity type of checkoffs as well as food companies. We caught up with her at the 2019 American Pecan Congress, where she and some of her colleagues talked about social media.
You tell me, you know, how did you get involved with this particular agency?
Well, I have been in public relations for many years now, but I'm originally a registered dietitian. Mm-hmm. And so I have my nutrition background, but I also have a degree in journalism. And I found public relations as this perfect blend of communications and food nutrition, because I head up our food practice. So I'm able to combine both nutrition and communications. We work with a lot of different agriculture commodity boards, which is really my specialty. We also work with food companies, but we tend to have a lot of commodity boards.
Now, in the case of today, you're at the Pecan Congress. You're working with the American Pecan Council. Weber Shandwick has been a key vendor working with the Pecan Council since it was originated just a couple of years ago now. You've directed a lot of the monies that we've chosen to spend for promotion for pecans into the social media platforms. Why is that, you know, a place that works so well for groups that have, you know, not a finite, you know, a finite number of dollars?
Absolutely. Well, social media is a very efficient way to reach the consumer, because increasingly that's where they get their information. That's where they get their news. That's where they get recipe inspiration. And so we need to be there and to inspire that consumer that we want to reach and to take action. So, yes, we still do a lot of what we think of traditional public relations. We're working with magazine editors. We have TV segments that we work with registered dietitians to go onto TV and do recipe demos with pecans. So we're doing all of that too. But to buy advertising is the most expensive thing to do. And we might do it at a limited basis on digital platforms. Mm-hmm. But to be able to intersect someone's Facebook feed or to inspire them on Instagram, or, you know, we're doing a lot of that, be a very efficient way to reach the consumer with limited dollars. Now, we also work with some of the influencers that our consumers rely on, the bloggers that they follow. And so we're working with them because they have a built-in audience, some of them over a million people follow them. So we're working with them to get our beautiful pecan content on their channels too. And that's another efficient way to really extend our reach.
I thought it was fascinating. So a couple of things you all mentioned during your presentation. One thing that was really fascinating to me that I hadn't thought of this before, but we really are competing with messages from the American Pecan Council or other commodity groups. We're competing with so many other things going on within social media.
Yes, we are. And that's why now a lot of what we do in social media is that we are paying to get that in front of someone, because you can't rely on that content just showing up in somebody's newsfeed. So increasingly, Facebook and Instagram and even Pinterest are paid channels. So if you're paying some money, then that is going to someone and you are assured that they're going to see it. Now, you can also be very strategic in who you're targeting. And that content shows up if you want to reach millennials, if you want to reach a certain kind of demographic, you can target that, then it shows up on someone that, and we've identified that has the greatest volume potential for us. And we are reaching moms, because moms are the gatekeeper of the family and are the main grocery shoppers. And so, you know, we're able to target a certain age group of moms with our social digital media strategy.
So how do you develop a message that you are going to very deliberately send to that mom or that millennial or whoever it may be? How do you catch their fancy?
Well, we do research. We do consumer research. We test our messages. I mean, we created the whole brand for American Pecans, the original Supernut. And that came out of consumer testing of what did consumers think about pecans now? We know that originally they thought it was a dessert nut, a seasonal nut, and they didn't think of it as a snacking nut. Well, we knew we had to change their minds about that. And then we tested certain messages to motivate them. The health story was under leveraged for pecans. And so even just being able to talk about it as a super nut and to tell that nutrition story that they didn't know in the same way that they might know that about almonds or walnuts, they knew the health story there, but they didn't think about it for pecans. So we knew we had to do some heavy lifting to get them to think about pecans in a new way.
One of the phrases we hear really often is that consumers want to know where their food comes from. How does that play into the messages on social media?
Oh, that's so true. It's the food origins of who's behind the product. And so that's why we feature farmers. We talk about, you know, America's native nut. So that heritage is really important. And that's why one of the first things we did as Weber Shandwick, when we were so lucky enough to become partners with the American Pecan Council, is we went to the farms. We toured the orchards, the groves. We got to know the farmers. We toured the shelling facilities because we had to be immersed in it ourselves for us to be effective storytellers. And so the people behind the product, and consumers care about that. They want to know a lot more about agriculture than I think consumers ever did. And I think knowing how food is grown, they're learning terms like regenerative agriculture and some of the things that are going on, sustainability. Those are things now are more top of mind of consumer than they ever have been before.
You know, one of the things that a lot of the commodities that have gone, you know, kind of all in on social media, on the media platforms, the digital platforms, is the ability to measure what they're doing.
Absolutely. You have to know what's working. Mm-hmm. And with social media, you can also be a little bit more nimble because we can get immediate feedback on the engagement of our content. Is it reaching who we want it to reach? And are they engaging with that content to try to measure purchase intent? Because that's the bottom line, what we want to do. And so we can know through our measurements, kind of in real time, how our content is performing, and then we can make adjustments accordingly. So I think the measurement is always built in. We start out with what is our objective, what are the messages that we know are going to motivate, and then how do we measure that?
From your professional background as a dietitian, it kind of comes back to is that product good for my family?
Absolutely. And nutrition, we know, is a very strong motivator. One, it's got to taste good. They need to know how to use it. They need to know that it's versatile. And that's why we talk about getting outside of the pie shell. Yes, let's all celebrate pecan pie, but let's inspire folks to make it in so many different ways and have it much more often than a special occasion or a holiday. So the versatility and the taste are really important. But that health message is, and, you know, we are funding more research now with the American Pecan Council, and I've been very excited to be involved with that and be able to have a grant program to fund nutrition research for pecans, which I think is going to be really, really valuable. So telling that nutrition story, the heart health benefits, the whole nutrition composition of pecans, those good fats and the protein and the fiber, we need to tell that story because our research showed that consumers didn't understand the same level of the nutrition story for pecans as other tree nuts.
Right. Where are we going with the whole social media platforms? In other words, obviously there's probably going to be new platforms we haven't even thought of at this point down the road. But where are we going? How do we stay fresh with this type of content?
Well, social media platforms are changing. I mean, there's a new one called TikTok that all the young people are into. Snapchat is really popular with younger kids. But I think there's, you know, platforms will evolve. I think of what is going to be a constant is the visual. I mean, it's very much the visual web now. So I think the visual content of photos and videos and storytelling that's a very visual in nature, I think is going to be a really important part of social media.